The Trump administration is making it more difficult for immigrants seeking asylum to resettle in the U.S. Under new State Department rules, the number of refugees allowed into the country will be capped at 18,000 for the next year. That nearly cuts in half the administration's previous refugee limit. NPR's Bobby Allen was on a call with Trump administration officials who briefed reporters on the announcement, and he's here with us now. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, Ari.
Tell us more about what President Trump ordered today. What does this mean for migrants fleeing persecution who hope to come to the United States?
Well, it means their odds just got a lot harder of making it in. The cap was cut nearly in half to about 18,000 people, and that's going to affect, you know, the next fiscal year. And this year, the Trump administration put the refugee ceiling around 30,000, so that's a pretty substantial reduction. And what it means is that, you know, there's going to be more fierce competition among asylum seekers who have dreams of relocating to the U.S. And for some context here, that cut announced today is an 80% reduction compared to the refugee cap in the last year of the Obama administration.
Are certain groups of immigrants going to get priority under this new rule?
Yeah. So in the call with reporters, the administration said those fleeing religious persecution will be the ones that they will prioritize the most. You know, they said the administration has a real interest in religious freedom. And they also mentioned Iraqis who have helped the U.S. Those people will be given special status. And they mentioned a smaller group of migrants from Central America will be prioritized. But it's a really small group, just 1,500 of those.
What's the administration's justification for making this drastic cut?
So the administration said, you know, they're right now trying to tie asylum policy in the country to national security interests. And they said, you know, the federal government really needs to focus on the protection of people already in the country rather than bringing in tens of thousands of migrants who want protection here. And they said the U.S. immigration system is overburdened right now. And they cited a number, which is nearly 1 million. And that's the number of backlog cases in immigration courts. And many of them are asylum seekers. So they say, look, we've got to deal with all those problems in the U.S. here domestically before we welcome in more people.
What is the reaction from immigration rights groups?
So refugee advocacy groups like Oxfam America say this is further proof that the Trump administration is abandoning the country's founding principles of asylum law. You know, we're supposed to judge the merits of each person's claim individually. That's what asylum law says, and Oxfam says this is not abiding by that. And, you know, other groups like Amnesty International, you know, echoed that. You know, they took it even further, though. They said, look, restricting migrants seeking asylum to this low of a number, and here's the quote they said, quote, attempts to further hate, division, and prejudice in a country that once valued dignity, quality, and fairness.
Is this going to be challenged in court?
You bet it will be. And, you know, critics of the new cap say it's an egregious violation of a federal law called the Refugee Act of 1980, and that basically granted asylum to anyone who can demonstrate a well-founded fear of persecution. And this 18,000 asylum seeker limit, I must say, is the lowest cap ever since that 1980 law was passed.
NPR's Bobby Allen, thank you.
Thanks, Ari.